Welcome in, Lori, joining us to talk about Relay for Life. Lori, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and thank you for having me this morning.
Glad to have you on the program. So Relay for Life, we're talking about a big organization here and a great nonprofit, too, and a great event, Relay for Life.
Yeah, it really is a great event. What our goal is, or our mission is to raise funds for the American Cancer Society. Those funds will go for clinical trials, cancer research, patient education and awareness, those types of things that the American Cancer Society provides.
Awesome, awesome. Some vital resources.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
And when is this year's Relay for Life?
Well, the actual relay itself, it's going to be called Once Upon a Relay, We Can Cure It, and it'll be September 25th down here on the Bricks in the
downtown.
New Canteen District.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be a great destination.
A little different venue, but a good one.
A little bit of different venue, yes. And I'm very appreciative of the Downtown Association working with us on that this year. We'll start at 6 p.m. on that night of the 25th, and we'll go till 10 p.m., not doing the typical all-night type thing like they used to in the past.
Right.
But we'll set up all the teams down on the bricks themselves, and then we will have the walkers walk the sidewalks from 4th Street up to 6th Street and on both sides of the street.
And you don't have to be anybody that's going to be running a marathon to participate in this
event. Speed walker.
Yeah, you don't have to
be
a speed walker. This is a great thing to do, especially if you have a loved one that's suffering from cancer currently, or maybe has passed away after a battle with cancer. This is
exactly
a great way to honor their memory, and it's very therapeutic for yourself personally as well.
It is. It very much is. I personally am a cancer survivor myself, 6 years. And that's when I really started thinking I needed to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I got involved. And it really, when you say therapeutic, it very much is. When you see all those luminaries, because we'll have a luminary ceremony set up, and you can make a donation of $10 for those luminaries in honor or in memory. And when you see all of those luminaries set up and they're lit, it just takes your breath away.
I was going to ask, when you said you had changed your venue and moved to downtown, the image that popped into my mind was all the luminaries kind of lining the streets down there. And I was going to ask if you were still doing that, because when you walked at Cody Park, it was always such a cool look that it had.
Yeah,
so
most
I'm glad
definitely
to see you kept that.
Yeah, last year, for a few years, the relay had not really happened in North Platte. And so we started up last year, and of course, COVID kind of put everything on the back burner.
Altered that a little.
And so what we ended up doing last year, we did everything pretty much virtually. You may remember seeing some decorated toilets around town. That's one of the ways we raised a lot of our money last year.
I do remember that now.
Yes, exactly. And so last year, that's what sparked us to seeing if downtown would be more receptive of having us, because last year the courthouse allowed us to put all the luminaries around.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that as well.
And so many people commented about how that was just such a peaceful and such an amazing event.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, Lori joining us talking about Relay for Life, new destination here in downtown North Platte.
Yeah.
That's awfully exciting, and it's going to be a great area for folks to walk as well. If you haven't had a chance to check out the new Canteen District, this will be a great opportunity for you to check it out and see everything firsthand.
Yeah, I think it will be definitely good. But what we're really getting in gear for is tomorrow night is one of our biggest kickoff events that we're going to do, and we're doing that out at the Lincoln County Historical Museum.
Another great venue.
Yep. And Jim Griffith
is a great man, and he'll anything and everything, he'll try to work with you.
Most definitely.
He'll get more accommodating.
He is a great man, and he will come up with ideas to help you even. And so what we're going to be doing out there is we're going to have an old-fashioned drive-in movie night.
Awesome.
Now, how do you rig the screen?
Well, you know, there again, we've got great people in North Platte, the Visitors Bureau here in North Platte.
Right.
They have a blow-up screen.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to use their blow-up screen, and we're going to put it on a flatbed trailer that Ag Valley Co-op's donating for us. And so we've got a lot of people that are helping us get this off the ground, but it's going to be $5 a car, and I don't care how many people you pack in a car, a van, a pickup. They can even come out of the trunk as far as I'm concerned.
Need to bring some of the station wagons back for this event, huh?
Definitely. And then they'll run the sound through the FM radio, just like Jim has done before for other events.
A little transmitter out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what is the feature?
The feature, well, we're doing something kind of out of the box. We're doing a Christmas in July event, and it's the movie we're going to show is It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, man.
You're going to be pulling on the heartstrings just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yes, just a little bit. But each of our teams, we've got about 8 to 10 teams that will be doing some fundraising that tomorrow night, and they're going to be the ones providing the concessions. So we've got a team that's going to have hot dogs, a team that's going to have popcorn, nachos, we got drinks, we got candy, about most anything that you want to get.
I was going to say, what don't you have?
Well, I can't think of anything right now that we don't have.
Yeah, I think she's got her covered.
Yeah.
And luminaries out there, too. So if anybody's wanting to come and make a donation of $10 to have for the luminary for September 25th, we'll have those available.
Awesome, awesome. That, again, is at the Lakey County Historical Museum tomorrow. Bringing back the drive-ins out there. I like it. And a big fundraiser, too, Relay for Life.
You're not old enough to remember drive-ins.
Hey, you forget the one in Kearney was up until about 10 years ago, though.
Yeah.
Mother Nature tore that one down. But I think Alliance still has theirs, actually. But so anyway, Lori, tomorrow, all the proceeds going to benefit Relay for Life then?
Yes, all the proceeds will benefit Relay for Life. We'll start letting people come through the gate about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And should start having the movie about 9:15, 9:30. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And again, tell us, Relay for Life in downtown North Platte coming up in September. What are those dates and times?
September 25th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., just down on the bricks between 4th and 6th Street.
Now, are you going to be back in to remind us before then?
I'd be happy to come back in.
I think we can make that happen.
We could probably figure that out.
I'd be happy to come back in and remind everybody about that. Because, like I said, I think having it downtown, they've been great to work with. And I think it's going to be a really great event to see the lights down there
lit up.
It's just amazing.
The mental image I've already got in my head, it's nice. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful, that's for sure. Those luminaries lit up with a little bit of the downtown North Platte glowing up, like you said. If you haven't had a chance to see the lights when they're on in the dark, this will be a great opportunity for you to see it firsthand.
Very much so, because it is really a beautiful thing to see when you, and especially now that they've got the archway sign up,
yes,
too.
You need to see that in the evening also. Mm-hmm. It has
that
a nice glow.
That and the inlaid metal into the road. That's just mm-hmm. cool
words,
looking.
Words don't do it justice. You need to come look at it for yourself, folks. That's for sure. Lori, tomorrow the big event out at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. The time for that again?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So mm-hmm. encourage folks to come on out, and then we'll have you in the studio again here in the near future to preview the Relay for Life here in downtown North Platte.
Sounds great.
Thanks for the time this morning, Lori.
Thank you, guys.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on KODY.